Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
We've that report out from the ESRI that tens of thousands more people are living below the poverty line than they were last year. The Irish Independent has more on finances and household finances, because the Indo tells us that for the first time in 6 years, the number of people with health insurance has fallen. People just don't have the money. Figures show there was a fall of almost 1,700 people insured in the 3 months to June compared with the previous quarter. And the health insurance regulator says it was the first fall in membership since the second quarter of 2020. And I suppose not a surprise when you see that VHI, Leia and Irish Life Health have all announced multiple premium rises in the last 2 years. So not a shock then that people just simply don't have the money to pay for health insurance because it's so expensive. Although I was talking to someone recently who told me that she'd rather have health insurance than go on a holiday because she finds it just so important to have that safety net. So it's all about household choices, I suppose, as well. The Irish Daily Mail: citizenship is a privilege. New rules around gaining Irish citizenship will require applicants to demonstrate the capacity to contribute to society, the Taoiseach has said. And the Irish Examiner, which also led with this story yesterday, leading with it again today: aspiring citizens who do not submit their naturalisation application before the end of the year will face increased residency requirements and strict new citizenship requirements. So the Examiner had the details yesterday of the planned new citizenship rules, and they say those rules are going to tighten by the end of the year. Elsewhere on the front of the Examiner, the door apparently has been opened to reforming inheritance tax. An overhaul of inheritance tax to boost what people can receive is needed because the current model does not reflect modern families. That's according to Minister Neil Richmond, who has opened the door to significant reform of the tax, saying there is an appeal to change rules on the maximum amount that can be received in a person's lifetime. So that might be in the budget. Also, Irish Times going with Simon Harris and his comments on the budget. Quite extraordinary, by the way, of Fine Gael here to get all the headlines, because the Fianna Fáil Think-In was on yesterday and is on again today, and yet the front pages are all comments from Fine Gael ministers, almost like they're trying to control the narrative here. The Irish Times: there were mixed signals from government on the forthcoming budget yesterday, and the Irish Times headline is "Budget will benefit those who get up early, Harris says," which was also the front of the Daily Mail yesterday. So Fine Gael, front of the papers yesterday and again today. We'll hear more, I'm sure, from Fianna Fáil at their think-in today on the budget. The Irish Times also going with that ESRI report. The number of children in households below the poverty line grew by almost a fifth in 2024. That's fresh research from the ESRI, which you imagine will make for serious reading for the ministers, because there are a lot of families out there which are clearly struggling, if you're to believe that ESRI research. More on that on Breakfast this morning. Obviously, the paper is flat out covering Donald Trump's visit to Ireland. The Irish Sun: locked on is the headline. American troops, they're here. They have flown in to help secure the country for Donald Trump's visit. We have those special Chinook, if that's what you call them, the helicopters. They were pictured at Baldonnell yesterday. And we also had a lot of security personnel at the Auras, and just in general in the Phoenix Park yesterday getting ready. And then the Irish Daily Mirror goes with "May the farce be with you," joining together two stories: that Donald Trump has revealed his Space Force uniform yesterday as final preparations are made for his visit to Ireland. So helicopters were seen flying over Dublin. The Phoenix Park was being painted yesterday as well, ahead of the visit. Meanwhile, the US President was unveiling a Star Wars-style uniform for his Space Force. Others in the papers are linking it to a Nazi uniform as well, I see. Inside the papers, the Irish Times is talking about a massive security operation for Donald Trump's visit. Apparently, a real headache that he's going to Dunbeg, which is in a remote area beside the seaside, which can make it quite difficult to secure. Just across the water, the Times of London is on about King Charles and Harry and Meghan returning to the UK. The front page of the Times says, by order of the King, never treat Sussexes like royalty. So King Charles, Britain's King Charles, he's not our king, Britain's King Charles has formally confirmed that the Duke and Duchess of Sussex will not use their HRH titles or undertake any official duties on behalf of the monarchy after their return to the UK. It seems like Charles got his head of staff to send out a formal letter to military and government officials, basically saying, don't mind these two, there's no change to their status and they are certainly not royals. So we'll see how that plays out. Now, everyone in the country has a podcast these days, including now Sean Quinn, and the Irish Independent has been listening to the podcast and has given us some of the key takeaways. They say it sets out his grievances over his downfall in the financial crash and his thoughts on Kevin Lunny's abduction. So the Indo have done the top takeaways from Sean Quinn's podcast. The first one being, I'm the man who was wrong. Mr. Quinn reflects on the Anglo collapse. In the opening episode, he challenges the narrative that his corporate downfall was all Sean Quinn's fault. It looks like he references himself in the third person a lot in this podcast. All the quotes I'm looking at here keep saying Sean Quinn, so he talks about Sean Quinn. So as I say, he challenges the narrative that the downfall was all Sean Quinn's fault. He also reveals his Mountjoy prison routine. He talks openly about his time behind bars. He says, we used to play cards 3, 4, or 5 nights a week. He used to go to the gym every day. He put in an hour and he did a lot of reading as well. And he tried to scribble a reply in some cases to the post that he got, because lots of people were writing to him in prison. And on the Kevin Lunny kidnapping and assault, Sean Quinn says in the podcast, what happened shouldn't have happened. Sean Quinn was the only person in the world that couldn't possibly gain from the assault. Two final stories for you. One from the Irish Examiner. Bad news if you're a fan of bubbly, because French wine production is going to be one of the worst in the past 30 years. And in particular, in the Champagne region, the output there is going to halve compared to last year because of the heat wave. The vineyards are shrinking and severe heat and drought has damaged vines and grapes. So get ready to pay a lot more for your champagne. And finally, Bake Off is back very, very shortly. The Sun says Nigella Lawson, who's the new judge, has given a new interview where she says, when people say I'm flirtatious, I'm actually not. So she says she's not flirty at all. But then The Sun gives us some of her quotes from her previous TV shows, and I'll just give you some examples. So when she was cooking for us, when she was filling potato skins, Nigella said, my empty vessels are ready to be loaded. About her finger-licking ribs, she said, if you would prefer something oozy and sticky to take up to the bed with you, that's fine by me. She's not flirty now. As she made bread, she said, I like to give the dough a thorough and vigorous kneading. I like to feel it surrender to my hands. When making stuffing, she said, I do like my sausage mixture to be thoroughly jammed into the casing. And when she was making her chocolate bomb dessert, Nigella said, there's an almost sinful pleasure in taking a hot spoon and plunging it straight into the middle.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.